नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नमो भगवते तुभ्यं वासुदेवाय धीमहि प्रद्युम्नाय निरुद्धाय नमः शंकरणाय च। ओम नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ओम निधये सर्वविद्यानां विषये भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवम्। शरणागत दीनार्थ परित्राण परायणे सर्वस्यार्ति हरे देवी नारायणी नमोस्तुते नारायणी नमोस्तुते। ओम 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 सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति तेषां सततयुक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकम् ददामि बुद्धियोगं तम् ये न मामुपयान्ति ते। सतत युक्तानां भगवान शंकराचार्य से नित्य अभियुक्तानां those who are always committed to me. In second chapter also we have seen the similar verse. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana pahushakayanantascha buddhayo avyavasayina. Vyavasayatmika means nischayatmika buddhi. Nischaya is the dharma of the buddhi. When sankalpa is there, vikalpa also is possible. Shall I do or shall I not do? Shall I eat or shall I not eat? Should I do or should I leave? So this always, life always brings to you this vikalpas, choices. And we have to either go with the sankalpa or vikalpa. No, I need not do. I should avoid. I should stop that. Or I should go with that. Either sankalpa you are going with or vikalpa. To choose between sankalpa and vikalpa, you require buddhi. And whatever decision making it does is called nischayatmika buddhi. That nischaya also is born of what? Is born of chittam. Chittam is anusandhanatmika antakkana vritti. All that my experiences, all that my know-how, all the data I have got, I refer to them, look at them, and based on that, I will do what? Nischaya. It's like office only. You get the information, you process the information, look at all the available data, and then make a decision. So, I'm sorry. So this nischaya is reference to what? To there are priorities in one's life. and the list of priorities changes. Certain time only education is important. Certain time making a career is important. Certain time family life is important. Certain time living family and career everything, you have to take care of your parents or some emergency in the country, you have to pay attention to that also. So they call Naimittika Karma also, become important. So all this at this moment, what I have to do, which is I have to decide now only. So every day priorities, and in my whole life, certain stages, priorities are different. For Brahmachari, different. For Grihastha, different. For Vanaprastha, different. So one who is very clear about the priorities and have assimilated the experiences, to make the priorities clear, to make my decision clear, you need to have lot of experiences in other areas also. To change the job, to change the business, to change the country, you jump to the other country, continents also. You need lot of information. Based on that data, you are going to make a decision. So for that you require assimilated experiences. Not just goes by somebody says and this fellow says. No, you have to see through and through all this thing. Without being highly opinionated, without being biased, objectively look at it. So this is one area. Then they know exactly what to do. After all this process comes what? A decision in one's life. Lokan pariksha brahmanaha nirvedam ayat. Lokan lokyate bujyatiti lokan. All the field of experiences. Pariksha, having examined them, pros and cons and the limitation. Brahmanaha, a thinking person, not an impulsive person. One who got sattva basically. Brahmanaha, what? Nirvedamaya. Vairagyam kuriyat. He knows what is important, he knows what is not important. What I thought was important, now I understand that is not very important. What I am seeking is truth only. What I am seeking is reality only. What I am seeking is complete person I am seeking, nothing less than that. Everything else can wait, but this knowledge I cannot wait. And he what? Brahmana what? He walks away. Walks away means what? Not to Goa beach. Dhammarodham, no. He gives up everything and goes to the teacher. So Guru Meva Bhi Gachet. What a culture we have got. Vriddha Vyavaraha. We have seen people walking away and go to the right place for learning. They want to learn because they know that is answer for everything. What will I do with what is non-eternal? What is inauspicious? I want Shivam, Shantam, Kalyanam, Nityam I wanted. That is called here Satata Yuktanam. And Preeti Purvakam, whatever we said they were doing, then what happened? Bhagavan says here, understand here, Krishna is Bhagavan, Dadami Prayachami. Understand, Dadami is what you have to understand? Dadami is what? Destroyami, that's what you understand. He destroys something. Nashayami, next verse is going to come. I am giving you knowledge means what? I am destroying your, helping you destroy your ignorance. That is the meaning. Dadami buddhi yogam. What is buddhi yogam? Buddhihi. Samyak darshanam. Buddhi is here. Samyak darshanam. Samyak darshanam is a clear vision about oneself, about the jagat, about the Lord. ఆరభ్యతే జీవ జగత్ పరాత్మ ఇతి. జీవ జగత్ పరమాత్మ, ఆల్ దిస్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ జస్ట్ వర్డ్, మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ వన్ ఓన్లీ, నాట్ డ్యూయల్ బ్రహ్మన్. బుద్ధి, ఈ టీకాకార సేడ్, బుద్ధి స్వరూప జ్ఞానం, స్వస్వరూప జ్ఞానం, మత్తత్వ విషయం. స్వామీజీ, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ ఇఫ్ యు గివ్ మీ నాలెడ్జ్? అవర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ ఎనీ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అదర్ దెన్ మీ. జానాతి ఇచ్చతి తద్ అనుకూల వ్యాపారం కరోతి. You know, a beautiful sari in the store, window shopping. And the lady is wearing this sari, and slowly you think you are wearing that sari. And you feel you look beautiful, and you want to have that sari, it's called what? Then you go one day inside, because first you window shop, every day you see, every day. One day you go inside and ask the price. When you see the price, you just rush out immediately. I can't afford this price. Then still your mind say, I want to have it. Janati, then what? Ichchati, then you work on your husband. Give him the best food he loves. And prepare exactly way his mother makes, not your way. You'll be happy that day. And batli mein utar usko. Then work on him, and these fellows are also afraid something is going to come. Honey, I want that sari. What is the cost? Then you can see what not happen in the home afterwards. But she will get it. But after knowing, caning, there is so much work in between, correct? Up to cooking, up to working on this fellow, and all these things is there. And he also yield. Why? Because he has to stay with you. He yield. So, janati icchati anukula vyaparam karoti, ishtam chet prapnuyat, anishtam chet hatabhyam. All these things is there. If it is good, I should have it. Not good, give it up. So, Swamiji, suppose I know Bhagavan, then I should do what? Manat karo to gain Bhagavan. Here is one thing. Knowing and gaining, there are no two things, correct? Here one, janati, is what? Prapnuvanti. That's all amazing thing is. There's a relaxation here. Therefore, buddhi yogam samyak darshanam mattatva vishayam tena yogah buddhi yogam tam buddhi yogam. Kya hoga? Yena buddhi yogena సమ్యక్ దర్శన లక్షణేన మాం పరమేశ్వరం. యు విల్ గెయిన్ మీ పరమేశ్వరం. హౌ? ఆత్మభూతం. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. సీ, వన్ థింగ్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్, ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ హోమ్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ హెస్ కమ్, అండ్ దట్ లార్డ్ ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. If I understand these two vakya, the second stage of understanding is very interesting. Yato va imani bhutani jayante, bhuta bhautikani jayante, the gross and the subtle whole world has come from whom? And to whom it resolves back? My physical body has come from whom? The subtle body constituents have come from whom? Even ignorance I have not created, it is there. All is given is there. And that Lord from whom everything is came, means Sarvam Kaluidam Brahma, all is Brahman. But that Brahman is consciousness, uncreated consciousness. Ajaha. Nityaha, therefore Ajaha, not created, always there. And they say, me, the consciousness, also is uncreated. Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. Ajaha nitya shashvata. This for me also. Now you have to go one more step. If from the consciousness, Brahman, the world has come, and apart from me, everything is world, which is Bhagavan, from whom it has come. What about the uncreated consciousness, Ajaha, and unborn consciousness, me? Are there two consciousness? Therefore, next step is sarvakshetreshu mam. What? Kshetragyam chapi mam viddhi. May you know that you, the consciousness, and the Lord, the consciousness, the whole consciousness, and you, the Sakshi consciousness, they are not two different things. They are one whole non-dual. Ogaika dadami buddhi yogam. By this buddhi yogam, by this knowledge, you gain what? Mam atma bhutam atmatvena upayantite. He gains me. Here Tikakara gives beautiful example. Samudram iva nadyah abhedena pratishanti iti. Anybody from Calcutta here? Okay. In Calcutta, the river Ganga enters the ocean. And there are certain days when the ocean enters the Ganga, called bore. Have you heard the bore? High, they call bore tidal. They give the timing, so many, big tidal wave come, whole ocean enters what? River. That time nobody goes for fishing, nobody goes out because you are finished, so much water comes. That time you don't know whether Ganga is entering the ocean or ocean is entering the Ganga. They become what? One. Yatha nadya samudram apayanti. Yada nadya, all the rivers flowing enter the ocean. Nama rupa vihaye. Once you go to the ocean and taste the water, oh, this is Ganges water. Is it like that? Is the Ganges there? No. Nama, name gone. Form gone. The speciality of Ganges water, which never gets spoiled, gone. Only one samudra. Similarly, I was individual, Mr. So-and-so, or Mrs. So-and-so, or Miss So-and-so. All this was there. Born at given time, son of so-and-so, having so many degrees, the individuality. Now, once he recognizes himself to be limitless Brahman, then what? There is no individuality there afterwards. All that is there, what? Kevalam Adityam Brahma Samudram Iva Nadya. They reach me and become me because they were me only. Okay? Tat apashyat, tat abhavat, tat asita. They saw that. They become that because they were that only. Now, Bhagavan is very happy and still asks, Swamiji, why I don't gain that thing? Who are the people who gain this buddhi yogam? And through buddhi yogam they get the parabrahma limitless. And they become jivan muktaha. They become totally free. Who are these people? Kete, who are they? Ye machitta. Machittatvadi prakaraihi mam bhajante. Again go back to the previous verse. Machittaha. Madgata pranaha bodhayanta parasparam. These people gain me, not anybody else. Not Friday religion or Sunday religion or every first and third Sunday religion, no. All the time, asuptehe, amrutehe, kalam nayet vedanta chintaya, dadhyannavasaram kinchit kamadinam managapi. Asuptehe. Jab tak nind na chahe tab tak. Subah se jage tab se kab? Hamidi, if I start Vedanta, nind comes immediately. That's another problem. One lady told me this. My disciple tells me this thing. Amazing. In the night I don't get sleep. Then I take Ishavashya. Then I start reading that. Then what? Immediately sleep comes. They tell me. People enlighten me really so much, you know. I said, you are abusing my Ishavasya for that. See, children, you know, on your lap, they sleep. You know, the mother, the typical India, I don't know what they do. As in India, they make them lie on the lap, mother, upside down. Boom, 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 they start. And boom, boom, they start. The child has no vikalpa to do anything. Yeah, pat. In 5 minutes, goes to sleep because out of boredom. Correct? You must have slept like that. I know, I could. Because mothers know if they make them sleep next to them, children, mother goes to sleep, they get up afterward. So they know all this thing. So, Swamiji, asuptehe. They said, whole day the person is studying this happily. Amrutehe. Up to the last breath. Next minute my death, I don't worry. I am telling you what? Vedanta only. Kalam nayet Vedanta chintaya. One who spent the time. It's not a job to be done. This is what I love to do. And Bhagavatam says, like a person who talks about, nowadays you can see people talk so many hours about hero and heroine, correct? All the star dust. All the dust, the particle they get and talk about it all the time. What is that? Similarly here, these bhaktas together or by themselves, they happily gruhe gruhe gopavadu kadamba sarve militva samavapya yogam punyani namani patanti nityam govinda damodara madhaveti. All the gopis, only topic is what? Whatever information other gopis about Krishna, what special play happened today, oh Gopika, tell me, Krishna is only 2.5 years old and wearing only kaupina, you know, loincloth, and naked is just is moving in the and holding a puppy in his hand. And Yashoda saw the puppy has got teeth, he may bite Krishna, Krishna chhod do, release, she cannot finish the sentence. But she doesn't say what to release. And Krishna releases the kaupina. That's what... And mother laugh. I am asking you to release puppy and releasing kaupina. This fellow. So, they are enjoying this lila. Gopi said, this lila I saw. Others say, I saw lila. They are happily talking. And this is nectar. Once you taste the nectar, afterward you cannot be without that. Therefore they said, if once you have got the happiness, discover happiness in this shastra, afterward we need not tell them. So here he said, machitta prakarahi mam bhajante. So here they will reach me, nobody else. I will give them buddhi yogam, and by the buddhi yogam they reach me. Swamiji, you are a sadhu, but not practical. You are a non-practical Baba. Who will take care of my house? Who will take up my wife and children? Who will take up my insurance? Who will take up all these bills? Are you going to take care of them? No. But Krishna says, I will take care of them. What is the mantra? What is the parvale? Ananyas chantayanto mam ye jana paritah upasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam. I am not telling, otherwise you will come after me. Krishna says, you Babaji ne achha bol diya. I will send all my bills to him tomorrow. Yoga kshemam apraptasya prapanam, whatever required for you will get you. Praptasya rakshanam, what need to be with you, it will keep with you. Apraptasya prapanam, praptasya rakshanam, I will do. Therefore, promise given by Krishna, amazing in Gita. People always chant. Here also, person who only pursued this moksha purusharta, want moksha, and doesn't want anything else, and you can say all his needs or her need has to be taken care of by what? Bhagavan. Therefore, here is most relaxed person. Why? He is totally surrendered to the Lord and totally studying Lord only, understanding the reality about himself. This person is always cheerful. Why? Next sentence. Third qualification of a jigyasu, he has earned that, is what? A cheerful mind, a happy mind, abiding mind, a focused mind, a alert mind. I'm not giving ideas how he gets it. And Sri Krishna gives in the beautiful upama. Upamiyate anenaiti. Beautiful illustration he gives about the lamp. Okay? So, tesha mevanu kampartham. Ahamagnana jantamaha. Ahamagnana jantamaha. Nasayamyatma bhavastaha. Nanadipe na bhasvata. Again, tesha me panu kamparta mahamagna na jantamaha. Nasayamyatma bhavastaha gnanadipe na bhasvata. Here Sangati is given. Kimartham kasyava tat prapti pratibandha hetoho nashakam buddhi yogam tesham tat bhaktanam dadasi. At this moment, the bhakta do not have bhakti yogam. No, bhakti yogam, buddhi yogam, sorry. He does not have vision. The clear knowledge about the meaning of the word aham artha. The vachyartha of aham is clear. I am so and so. I am karta. Paap punya ka karta. Sukh dukh ka bhokta. Lok par lok jane aane wala. Chota mota aadmi. This is me. I am a limited person. This is known to me. But aham paramartha, the true meaning of the word aham, is not known. Then the true meaning of word tat ishvara is not known. Vacharta, he knows. Asti kaschit jagat karanam. Sarvagnya sarva shakti, he knows. Hai koi bhagwan. But the lakshyartha satyam gnana manantam brahma, he doesn't know. And the connection between sambandha, jiva ishvara yoho sambandha, amshamshi sambandha, he is whole, I am the part, he is vyapakam, I am anu, I am atomic and is limitless. All different people talking different thing, and I also feel he must be the total and I am what? The chota atmi hu, Swamiji. Where is this Bhagavan who has brought this big creation? He must be very, very big. And I am what? I am small person. Even my existence, nobody make note. Only during election they know I exist. Nobody bothers for me. In India, they are all counted very well nowadays. Election is coming. You are a votee. And Bhagavan do not want votee, want devotee. So you are a votee. At this moment, that I, a small person, who cares for me? This is me. And therefore, why I don't have this self-knowledge? So there are areas, there are things which does not allow for this self-knowledge to take place. For any knowledge to take place, you require a prepared mind. Either you have prepared mind or you have to prepare. That is called ready-made. Understand? That which is made ready or which is already ready. Correct? You use the word, here they use the word ready-made. In India, we have got ready-made cloth, ready-made food, correct? Homemade cookies in the mall. So, ready-made, that which is made ready. Mind needs to be made ready. Why people don't prepare their mind? There are so many obstacles and not simple mind from different angles, different area, different way has to be made ready. And that he says in one verse. Certain area I have to work. The preparation of Yoga Shastra, one has to do it. Karmani tavadikara, kuru karmatvam. That's what Krishna says. But after certain area, you relax. Then I will take care of it. So therefore, whole Yoga Shastra in one verse, he said, tat prapti pratibandha hetu. The vision I did not gain because of certain obstacles. And how to get rid of these obstacles also, it is said here very clearly. Different sadhananis are also said. And gets into beautiful illustration of a lamp. This is Indian lamp, not this electrical lamp. In India, every temple will have lamp, every house will have lamp. And without doing puja to the lamp, you cannot start your puja, correct? Called Deepa Puja. It become a part of Vaidikam. In Veda, we used to invoke fire. We have to stir the fire and do this puja. Agni Manthanam is there. You churn and get the fire and start the feast. Now we don't do any ritual, fire ritual, except this ritual. No ritual is done. BD fire is there. So this fellow, now only the fire ritual is gone, instead the first form of Lord, Akash, Vayu, Agni. If Lord incarnation becomes space, air, and first the form of Lord is fire. So therefore we still worship the fire. Fire is lit up, Deepa Jyotir, Parabrahma, that's all we do it. So Bhagavan Krishna takes beautiful example from that. A lamb, you know, generally they made from the clay, beautiful. It's all disposable, I like that. Diwali is over, lamp is also over. And the lamp, there will be oil inside, correct? Tailam. That is called Tilebhyah Jatam Tailam. See, Tailam is any, see, generally the Tailam is always from the sesame seed. Tilebhyah Jatam Tailam. Now any viscous thing we call Tailam. Like Xerox. Anything without Xerox. So Tailam. That is put inside. Then there is a way to make the wick. Everybody do not know. Some people make the wig, it doesn't last long. All the priests know one thing, how to make wig. And sometimes they have different thread and they put together and the way of putting together and it should be dry. And how much oil should be there in the wig, you should know. If too much oil, you will not start it. So they know exactly how to put the wig inside. Then third thing required is what? It to light up the lamp. I was in the college, university. One of my professors, one day, to strike the mastic and start the fire. The word striking the mastic doesn't come to his mind. He used to tell, take the mastic. Dhvani, he make dhani, he do it. I say, what chut? So, put this. Then two things. The lamp is amazing. If it is no air, it will not light. It is called oxygen. Constant oxygen is required. And one more thing, it doesn't require wind. See, windy if it is there, nahi jalega. No oxygen, nahi jalega. Therefore, what? Not windy, but oxygen constantly. And then light, it is lit up. Light is there, we dispel darkness. Abba, you understand the example? Drashtanta is clear, then I will work on what? Dashtanta. Now here Bhagavan says, Jnana Deepena Bhasvata Ajnana Jam Tamaha Nashayami Atma Bhavastaha. छोड़ दो अभी. ज्ञान दीपे न भास्वता, सो बाय शाइनिंग द लैंप ऑफ नॉलेज डिस्ट्रॉय द डेल्यूशन ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. ददामी बुद्धि योगा में बिकम वर्ड अज्ञान जम तमह नाशयामी. He does not give, but he destroys the ignorance. Now, how to light up the lamp? First we'll see the example here. So, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Bhakti prasada sneha abhishiktena mad bhavanam abhinivesha vate iritena iti. Here he says, in the lamp, first you have oil. Now, oil is viscous, you know. Anytime you touch the oil, then become what? To get rid of is what? Difficult. And what? Sticky. Oil is sticky. So, anybody who has got love, love is what? Sticky. It joins the two hearts, it joins the two minds, it joins two countries also, correct? It brings together, viscous it is, sticky. So, first thing he said, bhakti prasada. Here he said, bhakti plus devotion. Love plus devotion is called bhakti. I may love somebody, but I may not respect that person, because equal to me, like friend. But here the love plus respect is there. That is called devotion. And prasada, a cheerful mind. A cheerful, loving mind with devotion. Looking up to the Lord, covered by the oil and cheerful and bhakti, means commitment with love, first. Then, madbhavanam, अभिनिवेश वाते हे इतरी इरितेना मूड बाय. व्हाट इज दैट इरितेना मूड बाय? सस्टेन बाय द एयर ऑक्सीजन फॉर द लैम्प. द ऑक्सीजन इज देयर, दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. व्हाट इज द ऑक्सीजन? जीव ब्रह्म ऐक्य भावना. टू अंडरस्टैंड सह अहम अहम सह So hum, I am that limitless Brahman. Limitless Brahman is aham, that bhava. Then comes the third, vartina. What is the wick here? By wick, so there are threads, and few threads are there together, put together. And for that you require what? Little effort is required, practice is required. So he said, Brahmacharya Adi. Where you require to make a special effort, to make a wick. And different type of lamps require different type of wicks. In a Vaishnava Sampradaya we got long wick. And all the way it will be long wick with a lot of ghee on it. And they put all the arati they covered, the wick will burn. Still will be burning only time. That's a special wick. Different type of oil, different type of wicks are there. What is the wick here? Brahmacharyadi. Adi means samadhi. Brahmacharya means going to the teacher, staying with the teacher, serving the teacher, having love and devotion towards the teacher, and listening to Vedanta is called Brahmacharyadi. That's the life of study with the teacher in a Gurukulam is called what? Brahmacharyadi. Sadhana Sanskara Vata. So Shastriya studying. Now then you require of Prajñavartina. Sadhana Sanskaravat Prajñavartina. Now you require a lamp also. Prajñavartina Viraktantakranadharena. Already said here. So lamp that holds the oil, dispassion born of this objectivity. See, not out of certain, you are burnt out and you are not interested, not, that called hatred also. Yet dispassion born out of objectivity. This is how the thing is, that we call priorities are not confused. Virakta antakkarana adharena visaya vyavritti chitta raga dvesha akalushita. See, raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes, are very powerful. They hold my mind, and what I don't, not want, supposed to do, I do it. What I'm supposed to do, I can't do, because they are so strong. Not coming under this, say, bring them under you. That is called what? Here is that, protected from the wind. Protected place, you know. Apavarakam. And the last is Nitya Pravrutta. Nitya Pravrutta Ekagriya Dhyana Janita Samyak Darshana Vasvata. So, not fanciful pursuit, but here, last is it, flame. The important thing in the whole thing is what? The flame of the lamp, which is going to destroy the ignorance called Tamaha. Flame is what? Nitya Pravrutta, constantly pursuing contemplation, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana together, that is called clear vision about oneself, is called flame. Abba, now this is over, now go to the previous one. Tesham, who, those who are committed to me, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, Matchitta, Madgata, Pranaha, Anukampartham, beautiful word. Anukampa is what? Compassion. How your compassion of Bhagavan? You have to earn for it. Because this person is so much committed to this Bhagavan, the Bhagavan grace comes to him in the form of Aham Anukampartham Atma Bhavastaha. Beautiful word. I am not outside anywhere. Every thought has consciousness, or consciousness, in consciousness thought arises, the very consciousness is me. Atma Bhavastha, available in very, very mind itself. Then what I do? Ajnanajam tamaha jnanadipena bhasvata nashayami. By this knowledge about him, about me, about the jagat, that knowledge destroys the ignorance. Now he said, avivekataha jatam mithya pratyaya lakshanam mohandakaram tamah nashayami. I destroy the ignorance. Now listen, ignorance born is adhyasa. Our problem is more of adhyasa, not of ignorance. Ignorance is bliss, if it is total. But ignorance born adhyasa is problem. If I don't know rope or snake, no problem. But I jump for the snake, it's created by what? Adhyasa. Taking one thing for another is called adhyasa. Aviveka is a problem. But suppose ignorance is not there, adhyasa will not take place. But adhyasa is because of ignorance. But ignorance doesn't seem to cause problem. Who cause more problem? Adhyasa. Therefore remove adhyasa. Correct? That's what samsari does all the time. So being one adhyasa with other adhyasa. Third adhyasa, fourth adhyasa. Don't take it to be snake. Take it to be nice garland. Don't take rope to be snake. Take it what? Other fellows is garland. Who is better? One who thinks rope to be snake and run away. Another thinks rope to be garland and runs towards that. Who is better? Huh? Like question, should you stand in the front of idiot or behind idiot? If you stand in the front of idiot, you are leader of idiot. If you stand behind, you become what? Anuyayi ho jayega. So, shishya, which is better? Don't ask this certain question, you need not answer, okay? You should smile, that's all. Therefore, unless I remove ignorance, adhyasa is not going to go. Therefore, people, samsari, always want to remove one adhyasa of another third adhyasa. No. Remove the cause, therefore, ajnanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavastah atmano bhavah antakkaranashaya tasmin eva stitasan. It doesn't come from somewhere. Now, here's one thing is there. This self-knowledge, in that knowledge which is born of the Shastra, it swallows the jiva. Jivatva goes away, and what remains is Purna Sat alone remains. This is the way Bhagavan helps the devotee to reach the Swarupa of Bhagavan. That is called freedom. This is enough for today. Now I will take again this verse next time, okay? Don't decide not to come because I already know. No, you will know more things. And there are so many questions of Arjuna asking for Vibhuti, and then Vibhuti Yoga really starts. That's where we are going. And today there won't be any satsang because 3 o'clock I'm supposed to be.